Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's start this week. Let's do this thing. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. As of this moment, we're always working on stuff. I think y'all know that. In fact, kind of like how I'm working on this microphone right now.
Yeah,
why
me too.
Why does Steiny leave this thing hanging as if, like, I mean, it's just like a clipped fingernail that nobody kind of finished off over here. But anyway, 888-957-9570. And as of this moment, this show is all set. Just like we normally do on a Monday, but the Niners didn't play yesterday. But let's ride. There's a lot to talk about. It was a perfect weekend for the San Francisco 49ers, but we know what a lot of you still want to talk about. Everybody's still trying to figure out the quarterback situation, and there is no new news today. Mac Jones was at practice with a big brace on his left knee. Adrian Martinez was out there slinging the ball around, and that's kind of all we know. And it's probably going to be Mac Jones this weekend again, it feels like. Don't know that for sure. The week will unfold. But I get it. I really do, Dibs. I understand why everyone's talking about this. Because let's be real. He's obviously a very good quarterback. Multiple times he has taken teams to the playoffs. So we know he's good. He just hasn't won the big one. He hasn't won the whole thing as of yet. But he is subject to the fact that when things start to kind of crumble around him, if he doesn't have a really good defense next to him, then it becomes really hard and the performance goes down. And now we have to sit here and also worry about his health. Forget the health of the rest of the team. We have to worry about his health. And that's scary. So I get why everybody's questioning the quarterback. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. That's who I'm talking about. Oh, wait. No. Joe Burrow. That's who I'm talking about. Joe Burrow. Sure, he's been to the playoffs. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hasn't been able to get his team over the top. And darn it, when things aren't going well around him, doesn't always make the playoffs. And
Who else, Mark?
Justin Herbert. No, that's right. I'm talking about Justin Herbert. Multiple times he's gone to the playoffs. When things aren't, you know, when he lost two offensive linemen. And now he's lost his second running back of the year, by the way, Omarion Hampton, on his way to IR. Sorry, fantasy football community. So, yeah, I'm talking about Justin Herbert.
Are you really?
And Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson.
And
Brock Purdy.
Right, and Brock Purdy.
And Brock Purdy.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So, and we could talk about Brock Purdy as Brock Purdy, but the way you laid that out is totally true. Like, Baltimore, okay, lost Lamar for who knows how long, and now you can't win. And your defense, which was already shaky, is now far, far worse because complimentary football, let's all remember that part of it. And, you know, the Chargers, where you lost your running back again and you lost your tackle, and now your quarterback, who's supposed to be super shiny and sparkly, well, now you're having a hard time as well. You can go to any team, any situation. When you lose key guys, you're going to be worse. And if it's the quarterback or the tackle or the wide receiver or the tight end, whatever it is, we have to all like look at it in terms of the team, not the guy, the team.
Well, thank you. Y'all want to do this from the other side? You don't want me to put Brock's name with those quarterbacks? Fine. Let's do it from the other side.
Okay.
Why is Daniel Jones good? Why is Baker Mayfield good? Why is Sam Darnold good? Why are they suddenly good? Magic? They just don't...
Why is Mac Jones suddenly good?
Mac Jones.
Yep.
Why is he suddenly good? It's like, wow. All of the sudden, these guys just... Whew, they found it. I wonder what they found. Well, they're not Browns, Jets, and Patriots anymore. That's what they found. So what does this say? You know, like, the funniest one to me is how many people I hear think, because first of all, Mac Jones isn't even a free agent at the end of this year. He signed a two-year deal with the 49ers. But how many people think that after these three football games that the rest of the league is salivating to make Mac Jones their future? He's going to get the five-year, $220 million deal as soon as he's a free agent, because somebody's going to bring him in because they see that Mac's now figured it out. Mac has become an adult. He now knows how to play NFL football, and he is ready. He is ready to live up to his first-round draft status, and he is going to take somebody to the promised land. The rest of the league knows the same thing that we should all know here in the Bay Area. If he doesn't bring Kyle Shanahan with him, he's going to go right back to looking like he used to look. So I'm not here to criticize any quarterback, not Mac, not Brock, or any of these other guys either, because they're all wonderful quarterbacks. Not everybody in the league is, but a lot of them are, or at least capable of being really good. If what? If the team around them is healthy and well-constructed and well-coached, then you can go play good football. And this is not a criticism. We have over-individualized our way of looking at football and, quite frankly, all sports. Now, in the NBA, you can get away with a little bit because having that big star kind of sometimes does lead to the promised land. But we have completely over-individualized the way that we assess what these quarterbacks are doing. Is Brock a product of the system? They all are.
Right.
They are all a product of what's going on around them the same way we are. Ask anybody what their politics are. Why do you think they are what they are? They're product of whatever home they grew up in, for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's not a criticism. We keep looking at it as a criticism of these quarterbacks. It's not a criticism. This is the way it works.
It's a reality. Yes. And you look at Sam Darnold, who signed 3 years, $100 million with Seattle, and he's got a deal, and he has a good offensive coach who is, you know, somebody who's going to help him play well. And so, yeah, Sam, go out there and be good. Geno Smith got a deal with Vegas, and whether or not that works out, you know, he did that based on what he did in Seattle. And Daniel Jones is the interesting one because he signed a one-year deal in Indy. And so, okay, if he has that kind of a year, they have to decide what they want to do because they drafted a guy, and I know the coach didn't draft the guy Anthony Richardson, but they're going to be in a spot at the end of the year where is Daniel Jones the guy for 2 or 3 or 4 years or whatever? The Niners thought that about Brock Purdy, and now they have to, you know, kind of anchor themselves to that. And it doesn't mean that Mac Jones will be gone, but there'll be teams out there that want Mac Jones, and maybe you can trade Mac Jones.
Maybe. I mean, that's a long time from now.
For sure.
He's played 3 football games.
Right.
Played 3 football games.
3 wins. And backups don't usually win.
No, they don't. I'm super impressed. You won't get me to say otherwise, obviously. But I don't think the league is like, oh, we were all terribly, terribly wrong about Mac Jones when we dive deep into, all right, how did they get those wins? They won at New Orleans,
yep,
which I'm told is like, counts as only like half a game or something.
Well, not anymore.
Well, okay.
I mean,
that's what I was told then. I was told that the Niners weren't good. They were only 2-0 because they'd only beat the Saints. It's like, okay, all right, let's go to the next week. Well, they scored 16 points, and the Arizona Cardinals dropped basically two touchdown passes, and Mac did a great job of driving him into field goal range to win that football game. Okay, what happened the week after that? Well, I don't know. The world seems to think, and in fact, he seems to think, Sean McVay screwed that up. The Rams had that game.
Yeah.
Sean McVay screwed that up. So is the league like, all right, Mac is now that guy. Mac is now that guy. To me, this year, if y'all want to be propping someone up, it's very clear
it's
who should
easy.
Be propped up.
No doubt.
His name
no
is
doubt.
Kyle Shanahan.
Don't say that.
His name is Kyle Shanahan.
Don't say that on the air.
I just did, and I'll say it all day.
Oh, God.
That is the system. That is the house that got built. And the fact that there are multiple people who can run it, maybe not at its highest level, but at a high level, that is a credit to whoever built the house. That's what it is. I wonder about this. What if I asked you this? Because look what's happening in Baltimore. Look what's happening in Cincinnati. They build their whole system around a phenomenal, a clearly like a standout player. But what happens when that standout player gets hurt? They can't even function.
Right.
Like the game's over at halftime. No matter who the hell they're playing. Houston at home? Just go over in three drives, the game's over.
Houston's a funny team, but you're not wrong.
Okay. Do you want your team built that way, where it's like, I got this high-level guy, we're going to win. We're going to win at a high level unless he gets hurt. And by the way, the data would suggest that even that doesn't work when you get to the end. Because Lamar has no Super Bowl wins.
Right.
Joe Burrow has no Super Bowl wins.
Josh Allen has
no Super Bowl wins.
Sure.
So, or do you want to do this? Where you have this wonderful thing, this whole umbrella thing, a great organization that has some strength to it, and then what you were looking for is a person who runs it really well. But if that person goes down, I might have some other people who can run it at, like, I don't know, 80% of that and still be a viable team. I don't know. You tell me. What's the better way to run a team?
The better way would be to be sustainable through injury. And, you know, we talked a lot about the Niners and how they've led football for the majority of 5 or 6 years in injuries, and yet they've been right there in the playoffs and right there in the end. So for me, it's not even a question. And you look at all these other teams and, you know, Buffalo, Josh Allen never misses a game, and he's good and they're good. And you get to the playoffs and maybe they're not good enough to win those games. And so you have to look across the league and figure out what other teams are this sustainable. Like Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes never misses games.
Right.
He breaks his ankle, whatever. He still plays and they still win. It's not only because of him. It's also because their structure is like this one, I think.
They may
their
be
structure
both.
Is good.
They may be both.
They are both.
They might, and that's why they've won. How
that's
many
right.
Super Bowls have they won now? Three?
Three.
Four?
He's won three.
Huh?
He's won three, and he's lost another. So
they've got a great system, and they've got one of the elite players.
So I look at this system and this structure, and you know, we could talk about like Jimmy Garoppolo to a little bit of Trey to Brock Purdy, and these quarterbacks may not be the best on their own quarterbacks in football, but it doesn't matter. And now you have Mac Jones. The system is the thing, and the system works.
So a lot of people will then, and I'm already seeing this come through, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's a fair question based on what we're saying. If that's how you feel about the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, then why would you pay Brock Purdy $265?
Yeah.
Why would you pay anybody? My answer to that would be because what you are looking for is somebody who, the best available, who can max out what you're doing. Because it's also true, like, not just anybody can run it. You can't just run it with anyone. Not anyone. This has been proven.
You're right.
Right? They have put some people in there who didn't win football games. And it's not like with Brock or Mac this year, they've been dominant. They've not been dominant. They've outscored their opponents by 8.
Yeah.
They're 4-1.
That's enough.
They've outscored their opponents by 8 points.
If I gave you one mulligan, which mulligan would you take?
Okay.
The Trey Lance draft situation?
Or?
The Brock Purdy contract.
Oh, God, the Trey Lance draft. The Trey Lance draft. I hope you're not comparing those two things as equal mistakes,
are
you?
I'm giving you a mulligan.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would redo the Trey draft.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
I wonder what fans would think.
Well, yeah, fire away. 888-957-9570. 9570 is the number. And by the way, while we're at it, is there anyone out there who just wants Mac to play? Like, you've decided that Mac Jones should play even when Brock Purdy is fully healthy? I think we would love to hear from someone who feels that way. Is there anyone out there who feels Mac Jones should play even when Brock is fully healthy? Let's get to some calls. We're sponsored by Moderna. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a fantastic question. It really is. First time I've been asked it this way.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Well, that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Let's work through this, okay? Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. 925, like the whole part about Brock being fully healthy is the hard part. What will that actually look like? Will he ever be fully healthy? I don't know where this happened or if this is the way most people think, but I'm getting the sense that a lot of people have decided that turf toe is akin to like tearing your ACL. Or,
well, I mean, Patrick Willis, his career ended with turf toe. And
correct.
Joe Burrow, now his season ended with turf toe.
Correct.
So there's that.
There is. But
yeah.
There's levels to it.
Yep.
And Joe's is very, very severe. And Brock's was not thought to be at that level at all. And just because it ended Patrick Willis's career, that sort of like that pushes aside the thousands of people who have had turf toe and come back in 3 weeks.
Sure.
Yep. And then played football for the rest of their career.
Well, he came back in 2 weeks and he got hurt again.
Yes.
So I do think that's part of the worry and the conversation. And my curiosity and my question is really more about where they are. They're 4-1. Mac Jones is 3-0. So does the 4-1 start give you more of an ability to slow play what Brock Purdy's going to be? This is not a Brock versus Mac. This is a Brock versus 4-1. If you were 1-4, you might be thinking about, oh God, we got to rush him back. It's a must win in Tampa Bay. For me, the fact that you're 4-1 makes it a little bit more likely that you can slow play Brock and, you know, have him come back when he's really, really, really ready.
I'll buy that. Yeah, I'll buy that. I still don't know exactly how you're supposed to know when he's really, really, really ready. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like professional people decided that he was ready 2 weeks ago. And
unprofessional people thought that that was too soon.
Right. But like, I don't even necessarily think that the people who now think that they were right were right. Like, this is always going to be a moving target. And just because somebody re-injured something, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, I'd love a doc's thought on this, but if you re-injure something, does that automatically mean you rushed it? Or does that just mean you played football
right,
and you got kind of unlucky? Like, I think anything can be, quote, fully healthy, and then also you can kind of re-injure it. I bet you you're actually a great person to ask.
Oh, boy.
Well, have you had anything that kind of got re-injured through your life?
Yeah, my torn labrum. I
okay.
had a my shoulder. I was playing soccer on a hardwood floor in my fraternity house. And
oh, that's a good idea.
I landed back on my shoulder. I was like, ooh, that really hurt.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't know what it was. And then, I don't know, 11 more times, my shoulder would come out of the socket.
Yeah.
And then finally, it went out of the socket and it wouldn't go back in. And at that point, it was like, oh boy.
We got a real injury.
We're going to Marin General.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, re-injury, it happens. And, you know, I'm worried about George Kittle with his hamstring. And, you know, when he comes back.
Those are tough.
Right.
Yes.
Trades are hard.
Trades are hard.
And he probably won't play at Tampa, but he might play the week after. And when he plays the week after, does that mean that if he gets hurt again, that they rushed him back?
Well, this is going to sound silly and it's meant to, but like, did Nick Bosa re-injure himself? Did they rush him back? I know that it's been eight years since he tore that ACL.
Right.
But can you confidently tell me that that ACL would have torn either way? Or was it weakened because of what happened 8 years ago?
Right.
And now it tore again. So, clearly rushed him back.
8 years later, they rushed him back.
I mean, but can you...
You need to wait 9 years. I'm with you, Mark.
Right? Like, if somebody's running around out there and the doctor's like, it's pretty stable. And you're like, it feels pretty good. It feels good. Okay. Then you're back. And then you re-injure it.
Right.
I don't know that that means they rushed him. But I'm with you that, yes, there's two things that happen with each passing win. Two things, I think. One, the pressure to rush either quarterback back lessens.
Yep.
And the pressure rises on John Lynch to go get a pass rusher.
No doubt. No doubt.
Those are the two things that happen with each win.
And you watch the Bengals yesterday, and my goodness, oh, the Bengals. And
done.
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 Beyond done. Yeah. Like, so done that if I'm a Bengal fan, I'm thinking, all right, Jamar, you go ahead and, like, get your sweatsuit on and you don't play anymore because we're so done.
Don't do that to the fantasy community. That would really shake people
up. Well, I don't have him, so whatever. Okay. I mean, he went number one overall in some leagues, I'm sure.
Yes.
But honestly, like, the more that this goes on, and I love Jake Browning. I don't know him personally, but I covered him in high school and I'm pulling for him. But my goodness, Cincinnati, you are beyond done. Like, Baltimore's done-ish. And you and I talked about this on the thread about how done Baltimore is. If he misses two more games and they lose two more games, you might start thinking about that for Lamar.
Depends on what Pittsburgh's doing. But like the Browns and Bengals are two of the other teams in the division. Sure. They're not going to go anywhere. So
Cleveland's sneaky, not bad.
You might win the division with six wins this year.
My God.
You go 6-11 and be like, in we're hosting division, round one.
You normally go 9-8 and you take third.
I know. And Pittsburgh is fine. I think they're what? They're 3-1, I think. So they're in decent shape, but I don't think that's a great football team by any stretch. So I just don't think anybody's going to run away. Therefore, I think Baltimore, at least for another week or two, is still alive but they've got some tough games coming up too. So
all four teams with a negative point differential,
right,
including Pittsburgh,
right.
And I guess I think better about Cleveland, assuming that they won yesterday and the wake and take. But as I texted the group, my Minnesota -3.5 stone cold lock. I don't even know how they won that game. Quite frankly,
neither do they.
Right,
neither do they.
Cleveland's 1-4, and they are so much better than that.
Well,
and
they have a good defense.
Well, and Dylan Gabriel, and I don't want to shout out Oregon because I hate Mark Grandy still.
Did you watch? Did you wake him up?
I watched a lot of it.
He
for a first ever start.
Oh, great.
Across the pond.
Yeah, but
not bad.
Pretty good. I thought it felt like Dylan was playing football to not turn the ball over, which is not a bad way to play in your first ever game. It's not a bad way to play.
Yep.
But like, man. The wide receivers are never going to touch the ball. Let's put it that way. Dylan's one of those QBs where, you know what I mean?
Who has Njoku in our pool?
Right, Njoku and Fannin, they both scored.
Right.
Because that's what he's going to do. He's going to hand the ball off to this kid, Judkins, who I really like.
That's my guy.
He's going to throw the ball to him out of the backfield. He's going to throw the ball to the tight ends. And then on 3rd and 8, he'll look at one of the receivers, throw it 5 yards over his head out of bounds, punt the ball, and hope that... That his defense causes a turnover and you can kick a field goal.
That's what they did in general. Yeah,
it's not a criticism. Yep. He did a great job of not throwing picks and losing the game. But you, I mean, yeah, that they're not gonna ever score 25 points.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But anyway, I think the bigger picture is what we talked about before about like systems and constructs. And the Niners with the backup, he's 3-0, and their system, their constructure is so good that, you know, even if you had to go to Adrian Martinez, you wouldn't automatically think that they're going to lose.
I mean, well, you'd at least just kind of go into it with curiosity.
Yep.
I can't tell you that the guy's no good because I've never seen him play football. Who knows what he would go out there and do? I'm not itching to find out.
Right.
But who knows? 888-957-9570. Let's start taking some calls, okay? Is that where some of you are? Is there anyone out there who thinks the Niners should start Mac Jones even when Brock Purdy is fully healthy? Whatever fully healthy means. I'll acknowledge that's a fluid at best. Jonathan's in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, at the very least, he needs to get an extended look. You know, because the way he played, bunch of backups on the road, one. And not only that, like I said in my previous call, let Kyle Shanahan's play calling speak for itself. He actually trusts this guy, you know. He's letting him throw the ball all around the yard. And he's the guy who could make them. And that's big on the Kyle Shanahan scheme. I mean, I told you guys, that for the first time I was looking at the quarterback, and this guy's actually letting Kyle Shanahan have all available plays on game day. And also I want to say is, it's also because I have yet to see a clean game from Brock Purdy, guys. I mean, Dibs, you could probably go on a deep dive after I hang up and look up when was the last game Brock Purdy had a clean game. Go Niners!
Okay, Jonathan. Okay. What does he mean, a turnover-free game?
That's what I think he means.
A clean game?
I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to ever be like no incompletes and, I mean, no mistakes.
Right. Yeah, this is a fascinating thing. So Jonathan says that Mac Jones needs an extended look. I'm nowhere near the idea of Mac Jones playing or starting if Brock Purdy is fully healthy. And I'm glad Jonathan brought this up because I'd like to push back on this point that I hear a lot of people make. Kyle clearly trusts Mac Jones because they're throwing it all over the yard. 49 pass attempts, Dibs.
Yeah.
Okay, just my eyes, my way of thinking. I wonder if anybody has acknowledged the idea that maybe the 49ers are throwing the ball so much this year because they can't run it.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows that. And so that's why they're throwing the ball. The concept that Kyle Shanahan would work with Brock Purdy for 4 years, sign him to a $265 million extension, and then bring in Mac Jones as a backup and have him play, and I won't even give you three because it happened in the third game. So have him play twice. He plays two football games. He wins in New Orleans, and then he pulls out a 16-15 like wonky ball against the Arizona Cardinals. The concept that means now that Kyle Shanahan trusts Mac Jones in a way that he does not trust Brock Purdy is pretty far-fetched to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty far-fetched.
For sure.
I think a lot of you have gone on a little storybook journey with that take.
And the take that you started with is the actual factual take, which is they're throwing it a ton, not because of Mac or Brock or Adrian or Nick or CJ, I mean, whoever they would have, they would be doing the same thing. It's because they cannot run the ball. And right now this year, and I know not every team's played five times, but Christian McCaffrey is number two in the league in rushing attempts.
Yep.
Number one is Jonathan Taylor. He leads in carries. He leads in yards. He has six touchdowns.
Right.
And if you want to go to success percentage, which is based on down and distance and how you do based on every down, I won't bore you with the numbers of what makes it a successful run. McCaffrey is 36th in success. He's number two in attempts. He's number 36 in success. So they keep running it because they have to, but they don't want to run it a lot because they can't.
They ran it. They threw the ball in Seattle on opening day 35 times in a low-scoring, close game. That normally would call for a lot of running, but they didn't because they couldn't.
Right.
Everybody, Purdy, Mac, whoever, they're all this year throwing the ball a lot more than we're used to under Kyle Shanahan. And to me, it's a function of one thing and one thing only. This has nothing to do with who Kyle trusts. He put both these guys out there. If he had eyes for Mac 5 years ago, okay.
Right.
He had eyes for Mac this offseason as a backup. He's got eyes for Purdy. They drafted him. They signed him. They've made him the starter. All of these things that have happened that show support. Support is not being shown with play call numbers. Kyle Shanahan's trying to get first downs on every play, and he is assessing what's the best way to go about doing it. And anybody with eyes can see that running the ball right now ain't doing it.
It's not.
So you throw the ball.
Exactly. You throw it. And if you look at the running backs or all the ball carriers who have had enough carries to qualify, quote unquote, for stats, he's 40th out of 44 in yards per attempt. And he's right behind Saquon Barkley, which is interesting. Saquon's at 3.2 on the year.
Yeah.
McCaffrey's at 3.1. Yep. You got James Conner below him, Zach Charbonnet, and Chase Brown, who, you know, Cincinnati, God love them, they can't do anything. No. They can't throw it. They can't run it. So that's the company that McCaffrey's keeping. He's down there among the other teams that absolutely cannot run the ball.
888-957-9570 is the number here on Willard and Dibbs, talking out the situation that clearly everybody kind of wants to figure out, and that is the quarterback thing. I know Adam Schefter even had to, I don't want to say had to, but he came out today with a public statement with regard to the quarterback position. This is on the Pat McAfee show, actually. Take a listen to Adam Schefter.
Personally, he's been unbelievable, and I think people were surprised at how well he's played, but the environment has elevated his performance, and there aren't a lot of people who would have thought on Thursday Night Football in front of Big Wit and Fitzy there that Mac Jones would have led that team to the victory that he did. But they've rebuilt him, they've reprogrammed him, and he's playing the way that they thought he would when he left Alabama, and they considered taking him. Like they initially traded up with the idea that they were going to pick him and fell in love with Trey Lance along the process. Now Mac is back there playing exceptionally well. No, I still think it is absolutely Brock Purdy's job. I don't even think it's a question. Mac Jones did say the right things, because I think that's the real situation right now, where he's going to be in a situation where he's called upon when Brock's not playing, and he'll step in and play the way he did. It was fantastic. And he's got a two-year contract. You know, so he's going to be there for a couple of years, unless all of a sudden he's got value. But Brock Purdy, they just paid, and he's going to be the guy.
Okay, there it is from Adam Schefter. Did you even hear, I loved McAfee under his breath. Schefter's like, there's no... This is Brock Purdy's job.
Right.
And McAfee goes, of course.
Right.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And
he's going to be there. He's got a two-year deal, unless he has value,
yep.
Which is what Adam said. And, you know, the more this happens and the more teams start to look at their situation, he might have actual value to another team.
Possible.
That might be looking for somebody who, you know, can come in and be a placeholder.
It's there you go. It's
like
possible.
Minnesota last year.
Sam
Darnold was a placeholder.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe, yeah. But they were able to sign Sam to do that at what is sort of like if starter money and backup money had a baby, and then you bring in somebody to do that. But that's as a free agent. Mac Jones is not a free agent.
Right.
So now a team is going to have to not only love Mac so much, would you do it for a placeholder if you've got to give up draft capital, which is what you would have to do to get a hold of Mac Jones?
Yeah.
I think everybody should just sit with the likelihood that Mac Jones is going to be on the Niners again next year. And guess what? Yay, Niners!
Right?
That's awesome! This is incredible! And this is the part that keeps getting swept under the rug. The 49ers have a depth piece at the most important position in sports, and it absolutely bolsters their chances to win football games throughout the year. Because now if their quarterback gets hurt, they can stay afloat. They're 4-1. Go check in on the other quarterback injuries. How the Ravens doing? How the Bengals doing?
Yep.
How's it going? Cooked.
Not great.
And it's the same
Not
thing.
Not great, Bob.
Yeah, that's how it felt for the Niners last year. So I know nobody wants to let things be exactly what they are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's what this is. Brock Purdy's the quarterback. The Niners are good. And now they've got somebody who, if Brock needs to miss a few games, can keep your season afloat. And who knows? If Brock gets a really bad injury, maybe Matt can even take you somewhere kind of, sort of special.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if anybody... Is anybody's eyes telling them, oh, yeah, they can win a Super Bowl? Like, good Lord, I'm not there. I'm not there at all. But... if Mac had to start the rest of the year, could you still, I don't know, maybe work your way into being a playoff team in the NFC?
Yes,
you probably
of
could.
Course.
You'd have a shot. You'd have a shot. I mean, these games are all razor thin.
Right.
I don't know which way they'd all go, but he can keep you in the game.
Of course, and if you think about what you're going to get back, and forget the trade deadline, but you're going to get back George Kittle, maybe not Sunday, but probably the week after that.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk, you would assume at some point he gets to play football again, and... you know, you got DeMarcus Robinson, and he sure looks to be, and I was watching a little bit more of the cut-ups. Your guy, JT O'Sullivan in the QB school.
Yeah.
I was watching all of his stuff on Mac Jones, and the more you watch DeMarcus Robinson, he is a good wide receiver. He's not great. He's a good, though.
I really like him.
And when you
I
get Pierce
Saul
and Jawan.
Yes. And maybe Brandon at some point.
And who knows? Yeah, and you get Kittle back, and Tonjes already is a touchdown machine. So you start to think about...
trade for that pass rusher, too.
But, yeah.
Trade for that pass rusher.
Sure. I mean,
yes.
It would be great, because right now you don't really pressure the other quarterback very often. And it'd be cool if you did. But through all of it, you're 4-1. And the one thing that I think you can bank on, if he's healthy, is Mac Jones is a real NFL quarterback.
Of course. He was already, like, look, you watched him in Jacksonville last year, and I would already say, well, it's like a better than most backup. It's a better than most backup.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at him right now and saying there's a franchise QB. I don't think that. It's way too early to think that. It's way too early to think that, and these games have been way too close. This is, like, to me, emotions battle one another. I think it's funny. I think it's funny that people would go to bed Thursday night and be like, I can't believe they won that game. That was miraculous. All of the things that had to happen absolutely perfectly, including a fumble at the one and a 4th-and-1. I can't believe the Niners won that game. And in the next breath, they're like, I think Mac Jones is a franchise QB.
Right.
Well, if he was a franchise QB, you'd have been up by 13. Maybe. That's not the way the flow of these games look. This is phenomenal what he's doing. But that's not what these games have been. These games have not been like, wow, the quarterback is slicing the other team and dicing the other team.
Right.
I think we should give him $265 million. That's not what it is. And that is actually almost non-existent in the league. The only QBs who do that are so important to their team that when they get hurt, the season's over.
Yeah. And the only teams that have done that, the slicing and the dicing, Indianapolis, Buffalo,
yep.
who lost last night,
yep.
and Detroit. Like, those are the only teams that have sliced and or diced, and yet the Niners are also among the 4-1 group with them.
Jared Goff's another great example. That was another guy that a team gave up on, and the world was kind of like, you're not very good. And now here we are.
Daniel Jones. On a one-year deal.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, here for your calls. Romney, you'll be first up, but keep them coming. Does anybody want to just start Mac, even if Brock is fully healthy? Boy, we'd love to talk this out with you. 888-957-957 is the number. Your calls right now continue. Jason LaConfora joins us in 2 hours. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.